Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to this week's edition of the Solon Scoop. It's your host, Avery Pound, and I'm here with
Drew Borland.
We're here back in the studio, as we like to have been here more, but we haven't been able to get in here the last few weeks. But we're coming to you live right here at the tail end of basketball season, right at the beginning of spring sports, which is a big time at Springfield High. So, Drew, what's going on with basketball right now?
Well, basketball is coming to a close this season for both boys and girls. The girls have already closed out their season. A very, competitive season. We liked what we saw out of the girls. Had good memories coming to games and going to city, stuff like that. The boys are...
Had a great senior night. Taryn Wallace and Kobe Slater walked off the court for the last time. A bunch of the cheerleaders walked off the court for the last time, and some of the Pommies too. Scarlet Lion cheerleaders and basketball have had a great time with city, and just this season has been great for them, and we're thankful for all of them. We really are. And now it's time for spring sports. But yeah, spring sports are starting up here. Monday, which is March 2nd, will be the first day for all spring sports. Soccer starts up, and girls soccer has their first home game against Glenwood at Lee Field on March 24th. Baseball starts up on Monday, and they have their first home game March 25th against Glenwood at Robin Roberts. So that week of March, the 23rd through 27th or so, will be a big week against Glenwood. Do you have anything to say about that?
Not really. It's just we've got a little bit of we're nearing that transition period from seasonal sports, from the winter sports to the spring sports. So there's a ton to look forward to in this time. But there's also, right before that spring sports period starts, we've got our musical.
We do have the musical. That'll be coming up really soon. A lot of people here from Springfield High have put in a lot of time. And in the next few weeks, we'll have somebody on from the musical with us. So be sure you tune in then to hear all you need to know about the Springfield High musical and get an insider scoop into all things Springfield High. Drew, what do you got to say about our fine arts program here?
Fine arts program is stellar like always. We've had the band just got back from their trip to Disney World, and I heard they did well and had some fun on that trip. But, I mean, we've always got a very strong fine arts program here at Springfield High. It's something we pride ourselves on, and it appears to be no different this year.
It sure does. But just getting back to spring sports, a couple other spring sports that will be starting up. Boys and girls track and field will both be starting up, as is boys tennis. Any other sports I'm forgetting about, Drew? Softball.
Softball.
Can't forget about softball.
Yes.
All those sports, baseball, softball, girls soccer, boys and girls track. The boys track team has won the city title the last 10 years. So
that's 11, some, I think.
11, actually. Yeah, that's something. That's a big tournament. I've never been able to make it out to that tournament just because of baseball, but I've always wanted to go to the city track meet. And if you can, that'd be a spectacular opportunity for you this spring just to get out and do something and cheer on the Senators. Anything to add, Drew?
I believe esports and Scholastic Bowl are still going strong. So those not necessarily athletic events, but school activities nonetheless. It's important that you're participating. And at Springfield High, of course, there's so many areas for you to find your niche. Just make sure you're getting involved in one way or the other.
It could be Lettuce Club or Conspiracy Club. Historical Gaming Club, whatever you may do, just get involved here at Springfield High. It helps pass the time at school pretty quick, helps you look forward to something, and not only is it good for your college applications, but you meet people and you just are more involved in the school, which is all around a great thing. That's all I got to say this week. Drew?
That's all I got.
Thanks for joining us this week. This is Avery Pound.
And this is Drew Boyle.
And we're signing out.